כיסייסי והמלחומו על אויביכו. The Mephoshim explained that this is talking about Melchemet HaYetzer. Melchemet Keneged HaOyev. And the Pasuk says, Al Oyevecho. Your Oyev. Everyone has his own Oyev. Everyone has his own Yetzer Hara, his own Melchemet HaYetzer. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Eizel Gibar HaKoyvish Et Yitzroi. His Yetzer. You know, you have a person, he sees the Bayem a certain Nisyoimis, which by him it's Bechlal not an Nisyoimis. He's all misgoy. Oh, he's been koivish. He's been koivish. Yen is the yetzer. It's not a kunz. The kunz is to be koivish, the egen yetzer. And the derech is with the derech of melchama. There's no other way durch, only durch melchama. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, when he talks about melchama, he writes hayotzel melchama has to be mesem nafshei the kapoy, and not to be yorei, and not to be shtelsu to his surroundings and to his family, and to be kol kuloi involved in the melchama. Of course, let's know that he's in a matter of Mulchama. Another big yisoy in Mulchama, to be menaseh in Mulchama, a person has to be on the offense. It's not a kunz to stay on the defense and wait for the oyeh to come, you'll have him out there. It's keseder to try to conquer, to be koivish shetach. Rav Dessler talks about this, barichus, about the inyan of the nekudas habechira of a person. A person has to bite the nekudas habechira. There are some things that for him, it's not even an asoy, it's posha that he wouldn't do. There are some things that he's not even holding by that much ravi yet. And then there are the things where the mulchama is, right? Let's say on a, he describes it on trench warfare, if you want to use a football field, it's also good. The bashad is, but you have to move ground. The mulchama is only at one point on the whole shetach. There is places that you were already koivish. There's places that you haven't been koivish yet, and there's up, if you will, the violet. Or but the ikunakud is to move, to bite in the mulchama. Rashi says though, b'melchemes harishus hakosuf medaber. Melchama, the melchemes hayetzer is even on dvarim of rishus. It's not only talking about the gimel averis chamuris, even in yonim of rishus, there's a tov tevuch in melchama, and you have to know that with this melchama, we spoke about this last week, this inyan, we're talking about gedoyli oilam that went to the melchama because the mia isha yari v'racha leva didn't go, but then you think you were menatseach b'melchama, and all of a sudden, another nesoyim. It's never ending. The Yetzirah always comes with more nesoyimus, and there's always that melchama. The Chofetz Chaim says, others can talk about this also. It says that you take shevi, you take shivya, because when a person goes to melchama, there's an oifin of even taking shevi, because when a person does tshuva me'ava. When a person does tshuva me'ava, the doinus on nasim schuyos, so garfakert, what he did until now is nepach into schuyos. That's the shevi of the melchama. That's the shevi of the melchama. It says though by the melchama, the Zohar says this, and a lot of this form go on this. It says that by the nifas toyer you take her, and uvochso esovia ves ima yerach yomim is chodesh elo. The bechi by this. Arbit of this melchama, the yerach yomim of the arbit is taka, yerach yomim is chaydish elul. The Neisoscha brings that the pasuk says in Mishlei, Birtzois Hashem darke ish gam oivov yishalim oisoi. Ritzois is 696. There are 696 hours in elul. We spoke last week, there's 960 hours in the arboyim yoyim, told Yom Kippur, but in elul alein. Every hour counts, every second counts to be gam oyav yeshalem oisoy, to be able to be menaseach the melchama. The Chidor writes, ki seitze la melchama al oyevecho. The Chidor writes, the soif teivos of those words is oyhalecho. Because the netzochen of the melchama, whether you're mefarish that the melchama is talking about melchemes hayetzer, or whether kipshuta you talk about that it was going on a literal melchama, that the Pshutish Shemikravad is talking about. Either way, the Nakuda, the Soif Pasuk over here is Soif Tevis Oyhalecha, Matoivu Oyhalecha, Aholish Shal Torah. Whether it's Iran or iPhone or whatever the Nakuda of the Melchama is, the Netzachin is Oyhalecha. Some Soifer said, Choshevi Yisoid, also he talks about that it's Melchemes HaYetzer. He says, you have to learn from the Yetzirah. Chazal say that the Yetzirah comes and he says, Hayoyim oimer le'aseikach, Mocher oimer lo yaseh kach. He comes slowly every time he tells you to do small things. The nekuda of the netzachon of Mocham is also like that. And it's a big yisoy that all the Bali must talk about, but the Chasam Soif is taking it out from here. They have to learn from the Eitz Ahara, this nekuda, that a person works with small steps, with kabbalis ketanis. All the Bali must talk about by the void of Elul and the Yom Niroam and Avada for Agansiyar. Bala Gansiyar is doch Elul. Elul is fourth Elul. But the nekuda is to go with small steps. You try to jump too much and then you don't get anything. Pisru li petach kechudeh shel machat. That's all you need. Vani eftach lachem kepisru kishol ulam. But it has to be kechudeh shel machat. You put your finger in water, you take your finger out, the water is kemoy shehoya. There was no roshim. It has to be machat. It has to be sharp, hurt, a stab, but it could be small like a machat. And then it's vani eftach lachem kepisru kishol ulam. There's a famous mashal the Navarikas used to say about making a Kabbalah Ketana. A person makes a very big Kabbalah, but then it doesn't last. It's like a person, he wants to take the train, and he has a given amount of money, and he spends all the money on a first class ticket, but then he doesn't get that far, he doesn't get to his destination. In the middle of the ride, in Cheshvan, wherever it is, he has to get off the train. He ran out, his ticket ran out. He took a smaller ticket, it gate durch the ganze Sache. Even a small nekuda, the derech melitza, avada has to be something. Efes is garnished. Efes is nothing. Of epis, epis is shenyeh. And the difference between efes and epis is the nekuda of the pay. A nekuda. That nekuda is the difference between garnished and epis. And in elo, dover bi'itoi matoi, when it's a dover bi'ita, even ma, even a klein zach, that's what gets a person started with his kabbalas katanis. And the Chasam Soif says, we learned that out. Because the same way the Yetzer Hara also is loichem us with the Dvarim Ketanim and slowly there's a build-up. Learn from him. That's how you do the avodah to do the build-up. The Gabi Yifas Toyer, Chazal say, Loi Dibra Toyer Elikin Negi Yetzer Hara. There's a pshat, Oderach Drush, from the Sarsholem Yibelz. He brings the Gemara Menachis, that the Gemara Menachis explains how there was a certain person who was a big choyte, and in the end, the tzitzis was matzal him. He was about to do a grace avera. And the tzitzis was matzal, and there's a skula. Tzitzis is in this week's parasha also. There's a skula in the tzitzis. That tzitzis is matzli. So he said a chiddush though. We know al pi halach and hilchas tzitzis. Originally, you have to put the shmoyne chutim on all four corners, and that's why altogether there is lamed beis chutim, 32. Lave, the heart of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Tzitzis has a heart. It's not stam a maise yovesh. When you're wearing the tzitzis, you have to know there's a heart to the mitzvah of tzitzis that brings you to the veloisa suru after the vavchem. The lave of mitzvah tzitzis is with the lamed beis chutim. Of the emetzes al pi halacha, even if some of the chutim are nikra, there's ganze halachas in siman yud beis, in shulchan aruch, it's certain one of them, there's a whole shayla, machloikah, shabayin atam, and the reed, the machava brings. Some of the chutim could fall off, and you're still yoitza. So he said like this, you have to know, it's a chiddush, he said, the segula that tzitzis was matzal from chayk, the segula is only when it's 32. So to listen, al pi halacha, if the tzitzis originally had 32, it's kosher of tzitzis if some of the strings fall off. Or but the house from tzitzis is nishtadah. You should know the segula from tzitzis, it needs the lamed bay. So he said, v'derech drush, loy is 31. Loy, dibra toira, al pi toira, 31 is also good. Ella is 32. Keneged the Yetzirah. You want keneged the Yetzirah, you need the 32. Ella, farzach keneged the Yetzirah. As loyot kezok, it's hasholem yibelz. Now, when the Gemara is saying, Chazal is saying, Rashi brings like Dibra Toyer Elikin Neged Yetzer Hara, it's a big yisoid. First of all, the Chiddush Yerim is Masber. What the Eibishter did here is, first of all, there's a limud gadol. A person sometimes thinks, I can't do it; it's too much. Whatever he feels, what his Avodas Hashem is fathering from him, requiring from him, and he's not holding thereby. I can't hold thereby. So to listen, there are Bodish Loilam Bavarns, even something like this, if the Rachmana Choshav that it's not holding thereby, so gave an Eitzah, gave a Pisroin, gave a Heter. If it didn't in the taste you're talking about, by Sois as Nisht, that's Kufa the Limud. But he says, even sharper the Chedush Yerim, if the Torah wouldn't have been Materit, so it would be a Dover also, the Yetzahara would be Loichem, you so star, and then you would Dorfal. That the Torah was matirit, so memele zelu umazeh, the yetzer is not as strong, and then you'll have to hold thereby, and you won't fall durch. Like divra Torah el keneged yetzer hara, the Rabbeinu Shloim worked out that to cause the Yetzirah. If it would be us, the Yetzirah would be that much more chomer, and then there would be a Dorchval. So the plan was, no, like Divrei Torah, Elik and Neged Yetzirah, Aduzos Nish Dorchval. But that's the limud. Say the Hemshet, the Parashat, Kisiyen, Al-Ish, Tein, Noshim. It's you do the Taz, in Hilchah Shofar, and then also in Yerdeya, in Siman Kuf Yudayin, the Taz has a cloud, the Chazal would never make a Gzeira on a Dover Mefurish Bakro. If it's Mefurish in the Kro, the Chazal wouldn't make a Gzeira to ask for something. They use this Taz for many things, they use it for Mila, that they were Geyser on Shofar and Megillah and other things on Shabbos. Why weren't they Geyser on Mila B'Shabbos? But state on the first apostle by Yom Hashmini Afilu B'Shabbos Chazal darshan it avdem nisht. So they ask a kasha. The Chasam Sofer asks in Shuvah this kasha. Rabbeinu Gershon Me'or HaGoyla, he made a cheirim that you shouldn't marry two wives. So the first apostle has been made. He's the only ishtei noshim. So the Chasam Sofer wants to say there's a chilul between a gezeira and a cheirim, and he has different gedorim. The etzim shtel, the Chasam Sofer shtel of them. So I was thinking, it's interesting. The pasuk here says, "Achas ahuva v'achas snua." Chazal say that snua means snua b'nisuer. It was a chavi lavin or chavi esli. It's a whole shakavatari. Which issur it was? And ends it comes out the Gemara ends that's the nine. It was almona looking God. The whole shakavatari and kedushin and ksuvus. But achas ahuva v'achas snua. So meret that someone was nichshal. You're bringing a raya from here that it's mutter to marry too. Saivi shteito that he was achas snua. Elamai chocham yonimar. Or b'shteito the andro was ahuva. If it's also two, this is Mishtahuva, today is also. It's Shane Diak, but that's Mefurish Bakra, Genuk, for the clown of the Taz. It was Negeya, Klapi the Sugis. Klapi Minei Obey, and Chayim Ravenu Gershem, we had in the Sugis, Yedua, the Ksois brings that there are Rishonim that say that Shliach Lohilocha, by Kedushin, is Mili, and a Shliach can't make another Shliach. Because it's mili, because since it's totally bedatsa isha ulay loy soiva ha isha, and therefore it's mili. Fractic sois ka hayoim that is cherem ben ogershim, the other cherem, the cherem ben ogershim, that a person is not allowed in megarish bal korcha, so gershim also needs midaita, you shouldn't be able to have shliach ois to shliach. The velt much is, what was the sois kasha, efshin isht, who stay? But efshin, it's alderach the taz, it's a pasuk v'shilach v'shilcha, the pasuk says, l'rab shliach ois to shliach. It was his cell. How could Avenu Gershom say that Megarshim Bal Korcha? It's going to, as a Toitzah, it's going to come out. That's going to get a pasuk. It's not direct. As an Oikum, it's going to get a pasuk. Because of Chayim Avenu Gershom, Vertadin, that Shliach can't make a Shliach. And the pasuk state of Nishtad. That goes into the Tazis. The Maisa, the Parsha, he says, is coming to say, Lagavi Bechoyra, Ki Yisah Bechoyra Ben Asnua Yaker, the Goin, says the Remez, Bechoyra, he brings a medrash first. The Gra says, the medrash says, a Bechor takes Pishnayim. That's why it says here, Bechor went out of Vav. It says Bechor went out of Vav, Beis Chof Reish. It's a medrash Tamua, because the Bechor takes Pishnayim, so it's without a Vav. So the Gra explains, Beis is twice as much as Aleph. Chof is twice as much as Yud, the letter before it. And Reish is twice as much as Kuf, the letter before it. Those are the only three letters in the Aleph Beis that are twice as much, Pishnayim, from the letter that was before them. A Vav doesn't have that school. A Vav is after a Hey. It's so Bechoyer, the remez of Bechoyer is Pishnayim. And they spell to also, I think there's a remez from the Arizal, Eina Bechor Noitel Pishnayim Beroy Kibemuchsik. Only what was before, not stuff that comes afterwards. The remez is, yeah, the Beis Chof Reish, the Pishnayim is Avos is Given Free, Avos is Do, the Aleph, Yud, and the Kuf. You get a Pishnayim, Avos is Given. That's the remez of Bechor Pishnai. You have the Sugya Ben Soyer Rumoyre. It's interesting, the Sefer Achinach and his Sefer Amitzis, he goes, I'll be the Sefer, the Parashiyas, he Be'ikr talks about Ben Soyer Rumoyre, not over here, he talks about it in Parashat Kedoshim, by the Pasuk of Loisoichlu Al Hadam. Because the Gemara says that the Ben Soyer eventually gets killed, Hashem Soyfi, but originally the first time it's the Yisru Oisoy, which means Malkis. But the Gemara says you need an Azhara. Ain ancient Elam came as here. Where's the Azhara? The Azhara is Loisoichlu Al Adam. Now, a basic Nakuda from Masechta Makis. The Gemara learned that in Masechta Makis that the Oinish of Lav is Malkus. Meaning sometimes the Torah says an Oinish. It says Chorus, it says Misa. There are various Oinish that the Torah says. Over Stam Lav, it doesn't have to say Lav is Oinish Malkus. There's the Elfusa from it. Over here, though, it says the oynish. V'yisru oisle. So the shaila, the lomnish of Akira, the Gemara says, v'yisru oisle can't be a punishment. It could even say, first mois yumas. It has to be an azhara somewhere. What's the azhara? Loisoichel al adam. But is the pshat that the lav of the ben soyer is loisoichel al adam, and the oynish is like an algemein lav, that stam lav is malchus? Well, no, here it's a mefurish oynish. The same way sometimes it's mefurish, karis, skilo, chenik. Here it's mefurish, v'yisru. That's the oynish. Graven, davzuchen, and azhara, the azhara is loisoichel al adam. Oydul menol, the loisoichel is the lav. The chinuch volki ben mashmaza, he talks about the whole prote asugya over there by the loisoichel al adam. That's where the art of it is. Ben Soyer Amar, though, eventually kill him. He's Nidin Hashem Soifoy, which is about the Pelo. All the Mepharshim talk about what happened to the Klal of Basher Rusham. No, Ben Soyer is different. He's Nidin Hashem Soifoy. I heard once the Derech Remez. Why is the Ben Soyer Amar Nidin Hashem Soifoy? What happened to Basher Rusham? Because it's burr that he won't be able to come back. Why? So there's a pshat. Tshuva tfilo tzedoka mavir nesroy agzer. There's a Remez. It says in the Machzor under those words, Tshuva tfilo tzedoka. Soim koil moment, which together adds up to zois, and that's a misunderstanding about the ponim. Soim koil moment, that's what brings a person to the tshuva. Over the ben soyer umoyer, einenu shemeya v'koil. Over the imoy, he's mechal and momo in oviv, and he's oichel tartemer bosor, and he's not tsom. So he doesn't have koil soim moment. He doesn't have that. Nidin al shem soif. In the famous kasher, Rabbi Shulay Biskin, other Rabbi Moser asked, he's nidin al shem soifoy. Rashi brings the Gemara soifoy that he's going to be mavakish limudoy. He's not going to have the stuff that he got used to eating and drinking. He's going to be malachin as abriyos, and therefore he should die already zakai before it happens. Sachakol it says he's going to be malachin as abriyos v'horgam. So he's a ritzeach. Ritzeach is tayach, is hereg. Vosef is kumtem skila. What's the ben soyer getting the oynish of skila? Why skila? You're giving him a shame soifoy that he's going to be a reitzeach. He's going to be malachin as abriyas v'horgam. Reitzeach is dimei besayt. Chilul Shabbos is more chomer to go oynish than ritzicha. Skila. You could say, Pashut, he's going to kill people on Shabbos also. He's not a chilik by him. He's going to be reitzeach Shabbos oynish. Rav Shulayv said a different connect. He said, the emes is avada, he's going to be soifoy to be nichshol on all the chatoyim. If it's ayin machal Shabbos, alin yonam his middle. Norvos. Al that we wouldn't be hurrying him al shem soifoy. Lama varkin, we'll wait, what happens? No, the pshat is, we know that because he's going to be soifoy, the last time it's a bris for hurrying, so he's a menace to society. And we want to prevent that. That's why we're killing him al shem soifoy. We want to prevent it. With soirach the rabbim. So the reason we're killing him al shem soifoy, even before he did it, is the hatsolas rabbim of the last time it's a bris for hurrying. So because of that, we make a cheshbon, as a kumtem mitzvah. But we're cheshbon al shem dosim. Hashem the Osir Avader, they're Machal Shabbos. Not because he's molesting them on Shabbos. That was the first term. On them, Stamos they better find a Machal Shabbos. No, as the Chil Shabbos, he wouldn't kill him Hashem Soifei, but we're killing him Hashem Soifei because of the molesting of Sabriyos. Kuntim Shain Skila, because he's going to do all the Chatoyim. No, there's a cute Ha'ara. Maybe he should deserve Sreif. There's a Machlokes. Reb Shimon holds Sreif is more chomer than Skila. Vosep is punk Skila. Sreif is more chomer. And the Kama holds Skila is more chomer. So Sreif is only very Mesuim the Kaveris, Baskoyin, Chamoise, maybe. It's not an aver he can do by himself. Maybe that we're not going to cheshbon into him. Another teretz they also say from Yeshua Lev, the Sharta Einfal says the emes. Let's say who you have. One of the fun you have sometimes the manenu. I'll go another a mass murderer. Person killed a whole bunch of people. Shrekel and Achmamish killed a whole bunch of people. The emes says what's his din? Saif. Why? Because the minute he killed that first person, he's chayv saif. It's a bite finish. He's chayv. So he killed a lot of people, but it's chayv saif. And he's a ben mavis already. But someone, it's a cheshbon al shem soifa. Al shem soifa can die. Does come shen skila? Does come shen erger that? You cheshbon him of all of tiches. Azoi, when a person's retzeif harbe, he's nerag bebezin al the person tich. That's what he's going to get the kapara for. That was the mitzvah's bezin. Over the al shem soifa, the cheshbon can die. Takes all into cheshbon, and can then from there comes the skila. The yisoid of yeah, that's so schwer. The yisoid of Ben Soyer, though, is einenu shemeya v'palava v'kol imoy. The Mara Darshins, the Sanhedrin, im ein imoy v'aviv shovim v'koil einem nasim and soyer. And the Gemara Darshins, they have to have the same voice, they have to be the same, a whole bunch of nekudas that Pratik Dinim in this halacha of Ben Soyer, which probably never happened, but it's Drosh Makabal Schar. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Orchis Yosher, he brings out an akuda. A Ben Soyer is someone that was Ein I Oved V'Imoy Shovin. It's Yisodim Chinuch. The parent has to be Shovin. The kid gets mixed messages from one and not the other, or from both, but, you know, do as I say as I do, whatever I say, leave his office, whatever, not that way. From them comes Ben Soyer. A different, the Derech Malitza, the Kloisberg Rebbe used to say also, a Nekud in Chinuch. He read the words of the Pasuk, Shaloy al Pipshat, but he brought out a point. He read the words, V'neinu zeh soyer u'moyre einenu. Einenu, he's not even soyer. Why? Shaymeh ebekoy lovev v'imeh, because he's listening to his parents. V'yitzru oisoy, but if they're going to hit him too much, if they're not, okay, chinuch with them, but v'yitzru oisoy, oz lo yishmalei. That's the word for the Pasuk, just play on the words. Rashi brings about the Ben Soyer, he gives Torah l'soy daitoy, he's going to be mechalim amanoviv, u'mevakesh limudei. Mevakesh limudei means he's going to want his daily quota. Limudei means the stuff that he wants, his tatei marbasa. He's going to be looking for it, he's not going to have it, he's going to be oimid b'prashas drochem amalastim sabriyas. But it's really Rashi quoting a chazal, and there's different nuschais, but in Yerushalmi, listen to a nusach, a scary nusach. Tzofa kodesh baruch hu l'soyfoy. He's going to be melastim nichsei ove v'imoy, he's going to be yoshev b'prashas drochem, Ritzeach es abriyois, hirges and afashois, v'soifoi l'shakech es talmudoi. And then eventually he's going to forget his learning. Now, it's a play on the words. Rashi has said, mevakesh limudoi means he's going to be looking for his tartei marbasa, not his blat gemara. But the lashon of the Yerushalmi is, after Ritzeach and al erikste zachen, and then al kulona de erikste, soifoi l'shakech es talmudoi, shteit on moir de ki yisoi. He could already be holding by Yoshev, v'pesach adrochem, v'malastem, v'sabriyas v'horgam. Aber adrhot azika to limen atoira hamor sheba machzir lamot, if he has a chance. The last thing, the last nail in the coffin of what nidn lashem soifa, it's a river, but there's no chance here, is because we're cheshvening that it's going to be in meshakech es talmudah. Meshakech es talmudah doesn't erx. That's erx than the ritzeh. Meshakech es talmudah. Sharfa nakuda. Because if not the mor sheba machzir lamotav. There's a different channel, the Klichem, that he says, Meshakech es Talmudai to Zoi, that he has a din of a Benoyach, it's Chiddush. And that's why he's getting killed on Gezel. Gezel is by Benoyach, it's Chayiv Misa already. I bet him, he's a Yid. Oh, but the Meshakech es Talmudai, it's a long Lashon HaKuda, bites him the din like Benoyach, and that's the Yisoid of the Chayiv Misa. Chiddush. State in Tosefta that there's no Ben Soyer Moirer if he grew up in Yerushalayim. So the Meshech Chochma says, Efshar Taich, he says, because in Yerushalayim people would always be eating Kachim Kalim, and there was always a lot of Basar, and then it can't be a Taina on him that he got used to becoming a Zoyel B'Soyve, and then you want a Cheshvan, he's already a Ben Soyer, a Soyfe, the last name of Chule. It's not a Taina of him. It happened to him because Eretz Chitrei, there was a lot of Basar because of the Kachim that people have to eat in Yerushalayim. And so he's talking to Meshech Chochma. So when they tell Tibet the Beis Yisrael, that's a stark gedint on this word. He said, it's kachim. Achilas kachim. You're going to say the reason why he became a Zoylo of the Soyve, he's not even Soyve, but he became a Zoylo of the Soyve, because of Achilas kachim. Kachim, Redach Ben Kachim Kalam. Aber the Shail is, aber yeah, he's not even Soyve Ramoyer. Aber as a Grubbamish. He doesn't see kachim, he sees barbecues. That's what he sees. And Abdem Zok to Meshech Chochma, so he got used to the Zoyl of the Soyer. For Taka from the Achilles is our Kachim. So Vikuach, Ben Gedoyl, that can be in a Kuda. The Din Blyth, the Tesefta says, it's not for Yerushalayim, that's missing the Hezda. V'chol Yisrael, Yishmu V'yiro, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, there's a few places where it's, four places where it says that you have to do a Oynish Bezdin, the Rabbim, and everyone comes and learns Yishmu V'yiro. They say, Levi Betzim in Roshes, he talks about this, he says, that's the Ikra Kapara. He says, Betzim, you think just getting an Oynish of Skilo or Chenek is something to be Mechaber for a chait, Chomer, I'm reading the Rabbanim Shloim. The Ikra Kapara is that other people learn the lesson from it. And that's Ulai, Kulai, Ulai, Kulai, Haiva, Ulai, that's where the person gets his Kapara. The Oynish, Alein, Voshin, the Shemi Ben, Sesoy, Kasok, Sokuloto, Azmab, 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 That's where the person mechaz the avoyri, that he gets a kaporod of them. But the Gemara tells interesting deal. In most of the averis, it says v'chol yisrael yishmu v'iro. One of them though is Adam Zoyman. By Adam Zoyman, it says v'hanishorim yishmu v'iro. That was the last mishpacha. The other one it says v'chol yisrael yishmu v'iro. By Adam Zoyman, it says v'hanishorim. Why v'hanishorim? So the Gemara says because not everyone is roy for Adas. Some people are apostle Adas. They're related to the guy who b'chalal. They're truly Adas. So for them, it's not a message. So the Vel says Ben Soyer Moir never happened. Over the message of Ben Soyer Moir is for everyone. But I hear once a kasha, interesting, from another gadol, interesting kasha. The din is that even if someone's posel le'edus, if there's a concept, of sugin sanhedrin, you can say, Nemon olai abo, Nemon olai avicha, Nemon olai shloisha roi bachar, Nemon olai. A person could have kabbal himself. The two bali dvorim could be makabal. I'll accept edus, that what this psuli edus says is osa should be rechen as edus. And there's a big shayla in the Zerlechwen and the Nesiva Shabbat, they talk about it. Has it been edus? Does the din of edus zoimim in on such a zach? If it's Mimsu Zoyman, this Pasul Eidus was made because of Alivaram the Makabulim Alehem. It's not a Hanhoga or it's been Eidus. If it's Mamish, it's been Eidus, so there's a Shtikala Ora. The Gemara says that by Eidim Zoyman, it doesn't say V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'ro. It says V'hanish Orem Yishmu V'ro. Because not everyone's right to Eidus. Everyone's right. Someone could always tell him, Nemon Alai. And he'll be right to Eidus. So they wanted to bring a Raya that there's no Eidim Zoyman. It's not Mamish Eidus. There wouldn't be a din of Eidim Zoyman. Aber kann sagen nach der Worte muss dir gehen, aber dir gesagt. Kann sein Leute mal Pilombis if someone's possible Aegis but two bali for him come and say nem on the lie when he's made it's been Aegis and if he sounds like him then it's Aegis on him. Nu so the Musish Musi is not a game for everyone. The Musish Musi is not a game for everyone. A Musish Musi has to have a direct hashpa on you right then. This person is watching this day they're announcing that they're going to be killing an Aegis on him. Who's the Shmuz in the game for? It's a Musish Musi. Who is in the game for? Not everyone. Hanishorim. Not people that are possible Aegis. I even the person that postulates Ken Zion, Lu Yitzui, or someone afterwards will come and say, Nem on a lie to him. But it's too spake. The message went over it. The message is not for him. The Musa Shmuz is not for him. It wasn't negay of him then. It's not negay of you then, right, man? You can spell too. There's a famous story in Volozhin. There was a certain Bacha that was considered a ganz fine Bacha. And he once passed on a Toysa. There was a Vikua, which Daf, a certain Toysa was on. And he said he was off by a Daf. He got very patraced with him. He thought he was holding thereby already. So he ran out of the Mishmerish. He ran out, I think, when they were eating, it was the Shabbat Tariya. He ran out in the middle of the Suda. He ran, he forgot the bench. And he ran back to the Mishmerish. They said, the Maisa Shoya, he stayed in the Mishmerish for 7 years, people brought him food. Gorgor, oyskishtikin. But he forgot the bench. So they said on him, it was a mistake, he should have benched. But if he would have benched, the Acha Techbot that a person has to put into the Shmuz right away, that's what Shengit felt. Biostiso Michael Gagecha, you have the parsha. Michael is Rosh Tevis. Hirhure Aveira, Koshin Me Aveira. Michael, a person has to put a mic on his gag, on his head. A person has to make a shmira. What he looks at, what he sees, what he hears. Biostiso Michael Gagecha. Michael, Hirhure Aveira, Koshin Me Aveira. Kipshuto, is a din Michael, it's also a Flesos Domin Vesech, and it's also what's a din on a bias, the Gemara's Mavur. That the din mike is only on a bias that's dalal al dalal sugi and sukkah. It's one of the din. It's a din. Vasisa mike like a gech on a bias. There's a shalom dechroinin. Is there a din of tasi b'loim and osu? You know, by tzitzis, there's a din of asiyah. And let's say you have a beggar that only has three corners and you put tzitzis on it. And then you moist it the fourth corner. You can't just put the tzitzis on the fourth corner. You have to restart again. Tasi b'loim and osu. So there's a shalom. What about Lagavi mike? A person had a binyan that was less than 4 amas by 4 amas. Afterwards, and he put the mike up. Which he didn't have to, but he did. And then he was marsh of the bias, now it is dalad al dalad. Is that tase? Or no, it's a chesaron of tase v'loim and osim. Stachroinim klesach v'engadim. Kenzain, it's different because even before the dalad al dalad, there's a vada chiv of shmir mitzad v'leisosim domin. It's not the mitzvah's essay of Micah. But on the other hand, maybe not. Vasisa has to mean vasisa Micah like again. The Gemara in Kedushin, that Flamed Dalad says, Micah is one of the mitzvahs essay that's not Zman Grama. The Gemara is Mechalik between a mitzvah that's Zman Grama and not Zman Grama. Micah is a mitzvah that's not Zman Grama. Fret Rabbi Kileger, the Sharamelech, the Marit. Micah is not Noyeg on Shabbos. It's Zman Grama. The Gemara says, what could be a zman grama? Either a mitzvah that's not noig at night, day, night, or it's not noig on Shabbos, or it's not only noig at a certain time of the year. Those are the three basic zman grama, nechudas. Yom Laila, Shabbos, or a tarich. Those are the three alfanim. Answer sugya. Aber Maike is not noig on Shabbos. Should be considered a zman grama. Is the Sharmela, the Marit, Rav Kveger brings it also, it says a teretz. Are you the revealer? What's meant? So you say they used to be a lot of the inyonim of zman grama. Ich wollte gesagt, der Ravan Nusach. Hilchus Maike says on Shabbos also. Maike doesn't say not to build it on Shabbos. Maike says to build it on Shabbos also. What's this, Maike? Like again. Mi prote dine sukkah, the marshal, was only on sukkahs. Lulav was only during the Tezvav Tishrei then. Maike says 7 days a week you have to build. Hilchus Shabbos says not to. Hilchus Shabbos is a lion that stands there and says, I don't let you build it today. Today is Shabbos. Awesome. It's not Hilchus Maike that has his man groma. Hilchus Maike is not boy me yet. Shabbos is not boy me. That's not called man groma. It's called Arya the Revealer. This you saw it is used in many places. I found the idea. L'chayr the Avnei Nezer state nish does it. The Avnei Nezer has a whole shtickle Torah to be machalik. Why? It's a whole shtickle, but it's noshim achayiv in Melchemes Shiva Amim to kill out the seven Amim. But they're not chayv, but a lot of Rishonim in Amolik. Melchemes Amolik. So he says a tithe. There's a lot of Torah on this, but on the Rishonim. Melchemes Amolik. So Eichet at the Farsh at the end. Of Akoponim, Amolik, it's a mitzvah to kill the Amoliki, so it's a melacha hatzricha legufa. And if you would do it on Shabbos, it's melacha. So it's not loyig on Shabbos. So it's a zman grom. It's a moshim apot. But Melchemes Shiva Amamin, it's just a chitimsa to get them killed. It's not that the maisa ritzricha of them, and then it's a malacha she'eni tzricha legufa, so it could be noyig on Shabbos, and that's when noshim could be chayiv. But the shaila is this: is it's maximum. It's a malacha. It's only an ari derevili. So of course, he learns that even that, if technically it's not noyig on Shabbos. No, so it comes back to kasha. What's with Micah? So Kenzai Micah, we have the Machan Ephraim. Machan Ephraim says you can build a Micah with a goy. Yad poil ki yad balabais, and that could even be on Shabbos. That loyal means it has to be poil be noyig on Shabbos. So you have it. Sefer Remez, Efshe Yikir Pradim, there's a kasha, why Sefer Torah? Why Noshem Apotah from Sefer Torah? Whole Shemuz and Dachroinim. So, some want to say, Efshe, it's Zman Groma, you can't write a Sefer Torah on Shabbos. But it's only Ari the Revealer. A Beloit Avdinezer is good, because even Ari the Revealer is called Zman Groma. Micah gave the Eitha, Goy could build it for you, Sefer Torah nicht. You say Sefer Torah blight. Sefer Torah blight, as Zman Groma. Sefer Torah with Biden Taka, Mitzvah Sesser says Zman Groma. State ki Hashem alikecha nishalav lecherev machanecha. This farm says Rosh Tevis Elul Sachar Moslem from Elul in the parashiyos though. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. I heard once a pshat. Chodesh Av is a father. Av Elul is a doid. There's a certain relationship of an uncle. The favorite uncle. The Av has to give Chesh sometimes. The Av gives the Pash. Chodesh Av is when we get the Pash. That's the Shpitz Ava of Av. Of a Tatatak. But El is a Bezunderus. The Nekud of a Doit. The Nekud of a Doit. It's not a Madrega. Not a Darag of Yafas. But here in the chat, you know, you can have different kinds of Kurva. You have Kurva that's a brother, a son, a nephew, an uncle. Relations. And then you could have between Baal and Isha. But between Baal and Isha, it could even be a starker madrega, but it can come to Gerushin. But let's say a person married, let's say an Isha married her uncle, right? There's a Muslim, the Gemara says, Shema Yechata al Bat Achoisa. There's a Bazundar Adar, a person marries his own niece. He marries his own niece. On one hand, it's his niece, which is itself a korva, a doidi. So the two, it's his wife. Even if it's Nizgarshu, or Sibel Nizgarsh, it's not Sama Fremde, it drives doidi. That's you have begamites. The relationship of a Kaddish Baruch with Klal Yisrael, Daniela Doidi, is side the yachas of Baal V'Isha, and side the yachas of Doid. That's any way the door. A garrison can't just bite us. the parsha of the sugya of the cost of lost sefer krisis. It's interesting. In the beginning of Masechta Gittin, the Olam handled this, but the Chorin is a stickle spear of them. There's two inyanim that there are two details that Rishonim talk about over there. First, they ask, why is it called a get? Why is the get called get? And another thing they want to know is why it has 12 shuras. So it's mamash machlekes toisim toisis yontif haramais. Toisis yontif sells, why is the get called a get? And he says it's called a get because it has yud bei shuras. Because it has yud bei shuras. Why does it have yud bei shuras? You have to have other advantages. Toisis brings over there because there's four shuras between each sefer. So the sefer creases between, meaning when you have a sefer Torah, in between each sefer, bereshis, mois, vayikra, v'midvar, in between each sefer you have a few shuras. Those shuras all sachakol add up to 12. Is the pshat, because that's the sefer krisis. Meaning, you don't give her the sefer Torah. Don't write the words of the sefer Torah. Take the blank shuras of the sefer Torah and put it right, get on, write divrei hagerushin on it. How many shuras is that? In the sefer Torah, how many shuras of sefer krisis is there? Blank cloth that's in the sefer Torah that's kairis between the different svarim. 12 shuras. Write the get on that sefer krisis. That's why it has 12 shuras. Why is it called the get? Because it has 12 shuras. Toys say punk fuck it. Toys says, it has yud bei shuras because it's called get. Now, why is it called get? You have to have a different hesbah. The going brings down that the letter gimel and tes never are together in Tanakh. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky's ma'ir that neither is the letter zayin and tes, or the letter zayin and sadi, and the letter samach and sadi. Those letters also are never together. So it says gimel and tes. So first of all, it's the first of the, of those series of letters that aren't together. The first one is Gimel Tes, Aber Oichet, it's the only one that adds up to 12. Chazal Starufe. Chassam Sofer writes that get Gimel Tes, if you spell it out, Gimel Yud Mem Lamed, Tes, this Tes Yud Tov, the Sachakal of Gimel Tes is Gamashu Garish. It's Gerish. And he brings another shot also, a person, when he gets married, he's Biyachad. The Yachad is the letters Beis and Dalit, and the letters Ches and Yud. What's in between the Beis and the Dalit and the Ches and the Yud? There's a Gimel that's Mafrid between the Beis and the Dalit, and there's a Tes that's Mafrid between the Yud and the Ches. So Gimel and Tes is the Mafrid, it makes the Pirud of the Biyachad. The Pirud, the letters that are Mafrid in the letters Biyachad, is the Gimel and the Tes. Thus, the Ramos and White school get. Since it's called get, it has 12 shuras. The Yerushalmi, in the end of Masechta Gittin, after the Shaila, the Mishnah, the last Mishnah in Gittin, has a machloikis. What is the stiba that warrants a person should make gerushin? So Beishamai holds ki motza ba'erbas dover. Beisul argues. One man the other says afilu hikti chos li tafshila. Rabbi Kiva afilu motza noah himenu. Different shotim. Yigdicha tafshila means, I heard once a pshat. Yigdicha tafshila is the pshat, like she cooked something. Okay, she burnt the food in the Voshet, that's a secret to divorce. Avshad is, let's say sometimes she cooks something and half of it got burnt. So she takes the good part and says, hey, your part got burnt. That's the time. Akoponim, Beishami says, no, Kimotza bo ervas dover. Frankly, Yerushalmi, it says that a kohen is usher to marry a grusha. What do you need a chiddush, the Torah to be machadish, that a kohen can't marry a grusha? She's anyways a soita. The only warrant for gerushin is motzah be'erves dov. So she's anyways a soita. She's anyways a zayna, also to a kohen. And also there's a din of machzir grushos soy is usher. Anyways, it's soita. The sibah for the gerushin was only as motzah be'erves dov. I say frek Yerushalmi. Frek Rabbi Kiveger, he has an einfach. Frek Rabbi Kiveger, why can't the case be? I mean, the evidence is kipshuta. You'll say it's not ma'akev. Avad like Beshami, if you divorce her, even though it wasn't there, it's over. It's chal the gerushin. You're not allowed to. It's supposed to. It's chal. Yeah. Rabbi Kiveger, frak interesting to shy. The frak Rabbi Kiveger. Why can't the case be that it was motzah ba'erves dover? It was motzah ba'erves dover. So he divorced her. And then it was nitzu zoymini. The edim were found zoymini. Not even akosha. Akosha would still be trey. Trey would be achshash. It was nitzu zoymini. Nitzu zoymini. You believe the other cat. And it's Nizbar Kulay Sheker that she wasn't the Zan. So he divorced her, Taka Kipshut Shel Mikra, Motzah Be'erves Dover. Aber she's not Osra Asoita, she's not Zoyna Lekoyim. Matzah b'erev is dover. There's nimsu zayimim. No, she takes that in. A grush is also to a kain. Machzah grushasa. He's also a mishanistic. However, you can't ask asaita because it was nimsu zayimim. Asaita krab shveg. So the chassam sefer asked him. He do the chassam sefer was the son-in-law of Rabbi Kveger in Zivik Sheni. Right? Chassam Sefer's second wife was the daughter of Rabbi Kveger. That wife was also Nifter, and then the Chassam Sefer married a third wife, and Rabbi Kveger at that time was already very old. They didn't tell him that his daughter was Nifter, and he had come to visit by the Chassam Sefer, and the Chassam Sefer told his third wife, who was not related to Rabbi Kveger, to stand by the door and say, Vos machst du tata? And they went over B'shalom. It was Nifkabu Advar. Rabbi Kveger, the Chassam Sefer, he asked like this, how could Yizek find the case that he divorced her Kimotzav Erezdavar? What did the Pasuk say? Kimotzav Erezdavar, the cause of the crisis, and then a second husband marries her, and it says the second husband also is going to end up dying. Chazal Darshan Soifai, that he also divorces her, comes an almana. Why? Because what? This person was mighty Risha, Mithoi Bezvai, that she was Nazana, and you went and took her, so you're going to deserve to die also. He's going to have to divorce her or die. If you're zetting Ayin Shan in the Pasuk, we're talking about Isra of Masa Grushas. That's what the Pasuk is saying. The second guy died, right? The second guy married her. He also died. And Chazal Darshan succumbed them. Then the first one can't take it back. Masa Grushas. And on that we're asking, why did he need to do a Masa Grushas? Like, anyways, it's a Saita. You want to zet an Ayin? That it was Nimsu Zayman. If it was Nimsu Zayman, that means she didn't do anything wrong. And there's no time on the second husband for marrying. So why are you telling him to succumb them? In the end, everything is fine. Is the Chorav Shatan Rabbi Kveger is. Yeah, but the second husband didn't know that. He thought he's marrying someone who had been Mizan. In the end it was this Baranat. And the end it was this Baranat, and therefore she's not also Al-Zoyna, and you need the Chiddush of Masuk Rosh HaSayos. But it's not fair that the Pasuk says, succumb them, because he thought. Yeah, but what about her? She knows the truth that she wasn't Mizan. In the end, it was Nimtzu Zoyna that worked there, but she knew. Was come Zee? Was come Zee, fella? So the Shaila is, if not Pasha, she's being machshel him and listening either, because he doesn't know the second husband, and he thinks he's marrying someone that was Mizana. She convinced him, I don't know how he could even scabble a Dvorel to him, but she's being machshel him and listening either, clapping what he thinks that he's being machshel. The Shaila is, the answer that's the machloikis, Rabbi Kveger and Chassam Sofer, Avdem Prat. Mufir Rosh, just, the Haftorah talks about the Geula, and this we're still holding in the Shibra and the Chemta. It's a process. The Shalosha del Panusa, then there's Shiva din Achemta, and then there's Shtayim shel Tiyufta. That's what the Yerushalmi says, two of Tshuva, Tzayis Prince and Megillah. That's the Seder, the Parshas we're holding still in the, and it's a reason that it goes in that order. But the Pasuk says, Ki mei noyach zois li, Hashem nishbati me'avrami noyach. The Pasuk is saying that Hashem is going to remember us like He remembered Noyach. Ganes noyach ba'ava zacharta. Why? So I heard a pshat, but the Pasuk continues in that Torah. Hehorim yamushu, Hehorim is the Ovis. And the Ovis maybe Schus, Ovis maybe is over. V'hagvois timutenu, gvois meni min tzchusi mois. We showed him as before, and Sforim talk about a lot, that hechod and tzchus obis, tzchusi mois. Even if that's over, still, chastim itach lo yomash. You know why? Azali by noyach. Noyach is nish given their tzchuyas. The Rebbeinu Shlom saying, noyach I save, v'zayin oichit, the gul, even if not. And the Pasuk fears ois, and it's a, v'alik, ha'ora, we'll end with this. B'rega kotoin azavtich. Rega kotoin azavtich. We're talking etlach of 2,000 years of tzoris, of sevel, of golos, of the Holocaust, of Tachpatat, of Vos Nish Yiven, and 2,000 years from Golis. And the Rebbeinu Shlom calls that Rega Kotin Azavtich. That's not something for us to understand. It's not something for us to understand. Oh, but look at the Pasuk. The Rebbeinu Shlom is calling all of the Tzaris Rega Kotin Azavtich. And the Hemshech Pasuk is Rachamim Gedoilim. Rachamim Gedoilim Akavtich. If this is Rega Kotin, the ganze Sevel of the Golis stelt as far as the Mazoich Zayin to the Rachamim Gedoilim Akavtich, Vos Dos Kenzel Nish Zayin. Good.